بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكره واصيلا وقال تعالى ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم الحمد لله الله سبحانه وتعالى has again given us that tawfiq and hidayat to sit in his house in his masjid to take his name to remember him to make his dhikr to rekindle our iman to polish our hearts, shine our hearts again, remove the evil, the vice and the sins that we have been accumulating in our hearts. The days are moving very, very swiftly, very fast, very rapidly. This is a sign of Qiyamah, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the qarabu zaman. Time will go very, very fast. The week, the year will go past like a month. And a month will go so fast as though just a week went past. And a week will go so quick like how one day goes past. And we can feel everything moving so rapidly around us. Before we know it will be Ramadan again, inshallah. May Allah give us health, tawfiq, hidayat, afiyat. So we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people ask the question that, Alhamdulillah, I'm trying to change my life. I've brought many good deeds in my life now, reading Quran, sitting in the masjid, making my dhikr, going out in the path of Allah, reading Quran, etc. But sometimes as I'm sitting, then I think of my friends who are not in the masjid, then I feel in my heart that perhaps, or I get some ujub in my heart, some vanity, I feel more superior. Now obviously, the person who is asking the question is feeling that it is not right. So what should a person do then? So I said, this is from shaitan sometimes. Shaitan wants you also to give up the good deeds. Once he sees you coming on track, he cannot stomach it. It aches him. He feels that pain. That is one more person coming closer to Allah, connecting himself to Allah. So he brings various thoughts, insinuations, he whispers into the person's heart and he says, no, now you think you are very great. So what happens then? A person feels, let me leave, abandon all this and let me just join my friends. I said, no. What you should do in that instance when the thought comes, then thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make shukr. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ya Allah, all praise is due to you. You, it is out of your kindness, your fazal, your karam, you selected me. I am nothing. I could have been in a much more worse position. But you actually took me out of the evil and you brought me into your masjid, where there is so much of sukoon and happiness, and I open your Quran and I enjoy my recitation. So you got to be steadfast in this. And of course, you shouldn't feel that ujab, you shouldn't look down upon people. So when the thought comes, when the moment shaitan brings this thought that now, look at your friends and what type of life they are living, you must make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And slowly, and also you must make dua for your friends, and slowly invite them to the masjid in a very kind way, with wisdom, hikmat, one by one you bring them. And as they also come to the masjid, then you will also get the thawab of their changing their lives. مَنْ دَلَّ عَلَىٰ خَيْرٍ فَلَهُ أَجْرُ مِثْلِ فَاعِلِهِ. That person who indicates or brings somebody on the right path, then he gets like the reward of the doer also. One person changes his life, he gets hidayat. Start growing a beard, the lady comes into niqab and hijab. Person in salat now, durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They abandon all the evil, they change their lives, they come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You merely may have just said one or two words. One or two words. Encouraging the person. You are going for one majlis, one program. You just made one phone call or one SMS. Use all these SMS, BBM for these things. Of course, normally we don't talk about dreams so much, and many people are dreaming every day so many things. And strange things, and funny, any dreams they see, they need interpretation. We don't need interpretation for every dream we see. Then our whole life will only be dreaming and interpreting dreams. Sometimes it's just those thoughts that we discuss this in detail. But some person, mashallah, had seen Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali, many people have seen him in excellent condition. This person sees him in a dream and see this BBM. All this is just talking about social networking. And he said it in a very, with a very heavy heart. In other words, this is taking us away from the straight path. The social networking. He said BBM in the name of social networking. So we think that now is social networking. Good words they use, social networking, connecting. Respected brothers and our sisters at home, we should be networking, connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan's ploy will make you use those BBM. And then you start sending those messages. Allah ta'ala protect us, Allah protect us. Good people, they get carried away. And then after that, what happens? Your izzat goes away. Because you start sending the wrong messages. So many times such messages are broadcast on those BBM, which have no meaning whatsoever. Sometimes there's kufr words, shirk words. It's all illicit relationships that start from there. In the name of social networking. Our whole time goes in that. Whole time. Fingers, instead of reading tasbih, it's on the BBM. What are you doing? No, social networking. This is the ploy of shaitan. Use these things for good reasons. Send marfuzat of akabirin, ahadith, Quran ayat. Use it to encourage the person. I'm going for a program. Why don't you join me? Who knows when Allah gives hidayah to a person. And the person comes now to Sirat al-Mustaqim. He joined you. He just came for one program. He shed those tears of tawbah, repentance. He changed his life. You get the thawab of his changing his entire life. We see the conditions around us. Of course, it's not for us to lament over the conditions and of the ummah. We belong to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all of us are weak. But when you don't have good company, and we don't connect ourselves to ulama-i haq, to mashayikh-i izam, we don't sit in the right environments. There's ta'aleem that takes place at home, or this ladies' program that takes place. People go out in the path of Allah. We have programs in the masjid. There's so much of good Islamic literature. There are so much of dini programs that take place. We have no excuse. But when you're not connected to any good program, any good, you're not keeping yourself occupied in any dini program and connecting yourself, what happens? You drift away from Sirat al-Mustaqim. Allah protect us. And we see the condition. What is happening? Imagine, it is a shame. First in the world that we have Muslims, lesbians in our country who now are going to go and make the nikah, the so-called nikah, authorized and sanctioned Islamically. He is no Islamic nikah for that. One of the worst heinous crime mentioned in the Quran are these things. Allah becomes so angry. Allah hates this. Not first in the country, first in the world. Where have we gone wrong? So we have to all check ourselves first. We have to make Islam for our own hearts first. Therefore, this Islam is no joke. It's something absolutely serious. May Allah open our eyes to this reality that we have to change our conditions. Our hearts have become so full of vice and evil. Where is the ishq of Allah, ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
It's not just one or two programs in our lives. One or two occasions in our life, maut, mayyat happens, suddenly we change our libas and suddenly now we shed a few tears and then everything else after that is over. Or in the 12th of Rabiul Awal, suddenly we sing a few praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and after that is over. Let us be true, genuine, believing men, believing women, and have the real ishq of Allah and ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This cannot come just like that. It only comes with the suhbat of pious people, and I've mentioned many, many times, and this is the truth. I'm not referring one bit to my company because I am a filthy person, an evil person. But those others who had tarbiyat of mashayikh, and those who were the khuddam of the ahlullah, there's so many. We have to connect ourselves, sit in the company, and see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put such things on their tongues that are solutions to all of our problems. And so many of our answers and questions become answered, and then we realize, and then we come quickly onto the right path. Because Allah wants every person's hidayat. Rasulullah cried for this ummah. We'll hear on the 12th of Rabiul Awal how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sacrificed his entire life for his ummah. May Allah subhanahu give us tawfiq in hidayat. We have very few people who cry in the nights now. Previously, people used to wake up, and alhamdulillah, many do wake up, but genuine crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Begging and knocking at Allah's door. Ya Allah, change our condition, change the condition of the entire ummah. Don't make dua just for ourselves, make dua for family members, our relatives, our children, our society, our country, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is the one who answers the dua. Whose dua Allah answers? Only Allah knows. So may Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. As I mentioned last week, we promised that we will try and render a Naat Sharif in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course, we look at the words of these people, these mashayikh, ulama. A few weeks back we read the kalam of our Hazrat Arif Billah, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya. Aapka martaba is jahan mein, jaise khurshid ho asma mein. Where I mentioned that these are the ushaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They love Rasulullah so much. When they talk about Shahri Medina and to become fida over the khak of Medina, to become sacrificed just over a speck of sand and dust of Medina Sharif, and we see in the kalam the real muhabbat they have for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then when they stand before Raza Mubarak, imagine what kafiyat, what condition, what happened, what transpires there. May Allah Ta'ala give us the ishq that these Ahlullah have of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many people have gone for Umrah. Many are going for Umrah. Some are battling for visas. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for them. May Allah take all of us inshallah. So we picture ourselves inshallah that we are entering Madinah Munawwara, and that sukoon in Madinah Munawwara, especially those who have been there. Just as you enter, you just feel totally different. You can feel that sukoon, you can feel that chain, and the ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as you enter his masjid, and you read your two rakat namaz in Riyadhul Jannah, and as you go in front of the Rauza Mubarak, how your heart begins to throb. With adab and ihtiram, you stand before him, before the Rauza Mubarak. You are shedding those tears uncontrollably. Something is happening you can't explain. And a sinful person, you are standing before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you just imagine and picture him, how beautiful Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. His black zulfa, his shining face like more brighter than the 14th full moon. And how he must be smiling, waiting for each ummati to come before him. So inshallah we will recite today in Naat Sharif, Madhul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Mufti Radha al-Haq Sahib Dhamad Barakatuh, Darun Zakaria. And we see in this Naat Sharif, where he mentions Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every action of his,
Teri har ada hai pyari. Every action of Rasulullah, every expression of his, every movement of his is so beloved. He talks about the khaksari or inkisari of Rasulullah, his humility, his tawazu. There was no arrogance, there was no pride, there was no haughtiness. He was so humble. He would see to every person. A slave girl would come by, hold his hand, take him into a gully, and she had some question, Rasulullah would go. His beautiful zulfa, his shining face. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Rahmat Barakatuh, says that this restlessness, this becheni, this beqarari, it may be sacrifice for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, even just that to be, get the chance of taking a broom and sweeping the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it gives a person such pleasure. In other words, to make any khidmat, if you get the chance of even sweeping near the Roza Mubarak in the Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it gives such pleasure and such happiness. Why? Because we are the ghulam and we are standing there before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any zamana, any zama, any zami, any place, wherever it may be, at any time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his words, his sayings were so beautiful. The fragrance that would come out of his body was more fragrant than even musk. Rasulullah ﷺ was an embodiment of hidayat. He was an embodiment of mercy. He was rahmatul alameen. Inshallah, 12th Rabiul Awwal, many masajid we will hear. Not to celebrate the day, but it's just to remind us again. We are ummatis of Rasulullah ﷺ. What sacrifices, who he was, what was his maqam, what was his position, how lofty his status was. That every single day of our life we should bring that love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should emulate his sunnah, his way of life. We have heard so many times here that his life was akmal, ajmal, ashal. His sirat was the most beautiful, most perfect, most easy. Easy for every single person to carry out. And every day and night, what is the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allahumma ummati, wallah, save my ummah from the fire of Jahannam. Nobody must be a nari, one who will be an inmate of Jahannam. He was full of generosity. He was the seal of prophethood. So we send durood and salam upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the end, yes, we'll just mention a few of the couplets, because it's very long. And he talks about, if you look at Madinah Munawwara, look at the Masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any given time, we go now, 24 hours it is open. When we enter, somebody is reading Quran, somebody is reading Salat, somebody is standing before the Roza Mubarak and reciting Salatu Salamu Alayka Ya Rasulullah. How beautiful the sukoon. Everybody engaged in ibadat. This mahfil, this gathering of somebody in tilawah, somebody in dhikr, somebody in durood, somebody in sajda, somebody making salam. How beautiful it is. And then he says, his ummat of this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ummat marhuma. It was a chosen, selected ummat. Allah's special mercy on this ummat. He said, it seems as though people's nazar has fallen onto this ummat. And we mentioned about nazar recently, which the evil glance of this people have fallen onto this ummat, which is supposed to be so great, such an auspicious ummat, a blessed ummat, a special ummat. And we would have found in this ummat the actions and the teachings and advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their lives. But he says, what has happened? It seems as though somebody's evil glance has fallen on this ummat, and which is supposed to be one and united, suddenly this fragmentation, this unity. Somebody is fighting, somebody is crying out of pain because it's bickering and quarreling. And therefore we should become one again, one ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beside Durood Sharif, Allahumma salli wa sallim wa rahmatullahi wa sallam.
Teri har ada hi pyari, teri har ada hi pyari, teri shaan khaak saari, teri zulfi ambari par, honi saar be qarari. Teri har ada hai pyari, teri shaan khaak saari. Tere dar ki khaak rubi se mili hame masarrat, tere dar ki khaak rubi se mili hame masarrat, tere har zama zameen mein hai gulab jaisi nikhat, teri har ada hai pyari, teri shaan khaak saari, teri zulfi ambari par, honi saar be qarari. Tu hidayaton ka pekar, tu hi rahmat-e-mujassam, tu hai zindagi ka rehbar, tu dukhe dilon ka marham. Teri har ada hai pyari, teri shaan khaak saari, tere dar ki khaak rubi se mili hame masarrat, tere har zama zameen mein hai gulab jaisi nikhat. Shab o roz ye duaye koi reh na jaye na, shab roz ye duaye koi reh na jaye nari, teri har ada hai pyari, teri shaan khaak saari, tu sakhawaton ka markaz, anbiya ka khatam, tu sharafaton ka maadan, ho durood tujh pe har dam, teri zaat unchi phir bhi teri shaan inkisari, teri har ada hai pyari, teri shaan khaak saari. Zara dekh lo Madina, yah rahmaton ka badal, zara dekh lo Madina, yah rahmaton ke badal, ye tilawaton ki mehfil, عبادتك منزل کوئی رو رہا ہے پیارا ہے درود لب پہ جاری تیری ہر ادا ہے پیاری تیری شان خاک ساری کوئی رو رہا ہے پیارا ہے درود لب پہ جاری اسی امت نبی کو کہیں لگ گئی ہے نظریں جو تھی ایک لڑ رہی ہے یہی آ رہی ہے خبریں کبھی ایک پٹ رہا ہے کبھی دوسرے کی باری تیری ہر ادا ہے پیاری تیری شان خاک ساری تیرا نام ہے محمد
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
تیرا نام ہے محمد تیری مدحت میرا فن ہونی تار تجھ پہ آقا میری شاعری کی درکن ہے رضا کی بس تمنا تیرے دی پہ جانی ساری ہے رضا کی بس تمنا تیرے دی پہ جانی ساری تیری ہر ادا ہے پیاری تیری شان خاک ساری ہے رضا کی بس تمنا تیرے دی پہ جانی ساری تیری ہر ادا ہے پیاری تیری شان خاک ساری تیری زلف عنبری پر ہونی سار بے قراری
میں اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ کی بس توفیق ہدایت اور بیکم ریلی عشاق آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی بس مدینہ شریف از وطن ود ایمان ان عافیت میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی بس موت ان مدینہ شریف شہادت ان اسبات میں اللہ کی بس بری الجنت البقی so that we can be raised on the day of Qiyamah in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah must be happy with us. He must be smiling and he must embrace us. And he must enter Jannat without any reckoning in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba Kiram. Make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've mentioned many, many times previously, but just to refresh our memories again, think and ponder of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness, Allah's qudrat, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriya, Allah's rahmat, Allah's kindness, Allah's generosity. Allah is sublime, Allah is lofty, Allah is great, Allah is omnipotent, Allah is omnipresent. Everything is in Allah's control. We are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the master. Allah is the supreme controller. Allah is Dhul Arsh al-Majid, owner of the throne. Allah has control of the skies, the earth, the winds, the rain, the mountains, every single thing, every atom is in Allah's control. We say, La ilaha. Negate everything from our heart.
everything beside Allah. You say, Illa Allah, we fill in our hearts, only Allah. Each one of us sitting here, we know what gunas we have committed, what we are committing. Allah is Sattar, Allah has concealed those sins. There's no need to brag and show off and tell people, I did this, I have done that. But we know when we're sitting now, making the dhikr of Allah, of course we do this for ta'aleem's sake, every single day we should be making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mentioned previously, don't scream when you're making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but be a soothing, in a very melodious voice, we're taking the name of Allah. When we call out in this world a person who is madly in love with some woman, or a woman is madly in love with a man, and all, but we see the way they call one another, if they call the person's name, they won't just shout and scream in a most sweet manner. Where is the name of Allah? So there don't have to be any quarrels, so everybody doesn't have to be together. Each one now ponder over Allah's greatness, to cleanse our hearts of all the pride, the arrogance, the anger we have, the malice, the jealousy, love of dunya, all those haram women we have in our hearts, those pretty faces day and night we are becoming crazy over. Now is the time to take those things out of our hearts and fill only Allah in our hearts. Just imagine the entire world, everything is gone, has disappeared. It's only you and Allah. And Allah is listening to your call. Allah is listening to your nida. Allah is listening to your cry. Allah is listening to your dhikr.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When you say Allah, then just imagine the entire world is saying Allah. The heavens are saying Allah, the skies are saying Allah, the stars are saying Allah, the clouds are saying Allah, the ground is saying Allah, the earth is saying Allah, the plants are saying Allah, the trees are saying Allah, the animals are saying Allah, the insects are saying Allah, man is saying Allah, jinn is saying Allah, the angels are saying Allah, the mountains are saying Allah, the oceans are saying Allah, the rivers are saying Allah, the wind is saying Allah, the air is saying Allah, every atom is saying Allah, the hair on the body of a mu'min is saying Allah. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, 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 Allah. Dil mera ho jaye ek meedane hu, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aab o gil, dard dil ho, dard dil. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر, دیکھو جی در. اللہ 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 حاضری اللہ ناظری اللہ شاہدی اللہ معی اللہ 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 کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا رؤوف يا رحمن يا كريم يا مغني يا صمد اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم وممس بلبد الله ممس كريم رحيم الله يا الله we have raised our hands tonight يا الله يا الله we're making شكر يا الله You have given us the opportunity, Ya Allah, of performing our salatul jamaat, sitting in your house, Ya Allah, and taking your name, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, humari dhikr ko qabool farma. Ya Allah, hum sabko zakirin mein se bana, shakirin mein se bana, muwahideen, mu'mineen, muslimin, muttaqeen, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, salihin mein se bana. Oh, may Allah. Ya Allah, with the same tongues, Ya Allah, these filthy tongues, may Allah, we commit so many gunas, Ya Allah. Allah, despite how filthy our tongues are, my Allah, you still gave us a chance and opportunity of taking your Mubarak name, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, your name is so beautiful, Ya Allah. You've got such beautiful names, such beautiful sifat and qualities, my Allah. Ya Allah, your name is so soothing to our ears and so soothing to our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind and so generous, my Allah. You are so loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the master, Ya Allah. We are your ghulam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have tolerated us, Ya Allah. We have been disobedient to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you do not expose us, my Allah. Ya Allah, the knowledge we had, Ya Allah. We were supposed to practice according to that knowledge, my Allah. We still disobeyed you, my Allah. Ya Allah, despite all the disobedience, Ya Allah, you still tolerated us, Ya Allah. You are Sattar al-Uyub, Ya Allah. You covered our faults, my Allah. You did not reveal our faults and sins to the public, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you hid our sins from our parents, our wives and children, our family members. Ya Allah, wa mashayikh, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, you are so loving, so kind, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are kanood, Ya Allah. We are ungrateful. You have provided so many bounties, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give us food every single day, my Allah. You nourish us, Ya Allah. You protect us. Ya Allah, you have provided so much for us. You have given us iman, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you have given us a chance to make sajda on the ground to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, how many favors you have given us. We cannot even enumerate all these bounties, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have made your masiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have disobeyed you, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, tonight, Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. They are elderly ones here, they are sick people, Ya Allah, they are old ones, they are young, masoom children whose voice we could hear, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are ulama present, Ya Allah, they are hufazi kiram, Ya Allah. Our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, we are desperate, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got no other person to turn to besides you, my Allah. Show us any other door we can knock at, my Allah, and tap at, my Allah. There is no other Allah for us besides you. There is no other ilah besides you. There is no other Khaliq and Raziq and Fattah and Alim and Qabid and Basit besides you, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you are Kareem, ya Allah. You are Sattar al-Uyub, ya Allah. You are Ghaffar al-Zunub, ya Allah. You are Aziz and Hakim, ya Allah. Oh my Allah, we are knocking at your door, ya Allah. Open your doors of maghfirat and rahmat and mercy, ya Allah. Forgive each and every one of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all of us, ya Allah. Especially those who are here, ya Allah, tonight in this gathering, my Allah. And our mothers and sisters, ya Allah. And the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect us from all gunas, ya Allah. Ya Allah, wa kabair, sahair, gunas that we committed, ya Allah. Forgive us completely, ya Allah. Sins that we did in the broad daylight, ya Allah. In the darkness of the night, ya Allah. In public, in privacy, ya Allah. At home, in the offices, ya Allah. Ya Allah, in the schools and universities and colleges, ya Allah. In the parks, ya Allah. Or in the car, ya Allah. In the aeroplane, ya Allah. Ya Allah, in different countries, in hotel rooms, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you are well aware of all the filthy gunas that were committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you sincerely, ya Allah. We are making tawbat and nasuha, my Allah. Ham nadim hai, ham sharminda hai. Ya Allah, we will never go back to the sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, ya Allah. We are making that azam and resolution, my Allah. We will never go back to the sins, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we make that firm pleasure and promise to you, my Allah. We have abandoned those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are feeling the pain, ya Allah, in our hearts, my Allah. Our hearts have become heavy, my Allah. It's only filth and vice and evil, ya Allah. Our hearts have become corroded, my Allah. It's only rust in our hearts, my Allah. We don't get any lazzat in our ibadat anymore. We don't get any lazzat in your dhikr anymore. No lazzat in the durood upon the Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, deeni majalis and talks are given, ya Allah. Our hearts have drifted away, my Allah. When you take pleasure in entertainment, ya Allah, in all the filthy things in this world, ya Allah, in the immoral and obscene things in the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, the zamana has come, ya Allah. Ya Allah, when Muslim people, ya Allah, have been turned gay, my Allah. They have turned lesbians, my Allah. Ya Allah, if your rod doesn't come, ya Allah, what will come down, my Allah? Ya Allah, protect us from your azab, ya Allah. Protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah from your azab, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are wrong, ya Allah. We are blind, my Allah. You are hadi, ya Allah. Show us sirat al-mustaqim, ya Allah. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, ya Allah. Guide us on the straight path, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are lost, my Allah. A flock of sheep, ya Allah. We do not know which way to go, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you guide us, my Allah. You love this ummati, ya Allah. Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He cried for us day and night. Allahumma ummati, ummati. Allahumma ummati, ummati. Ya Allah, his duas can never go unanswered, my Allah. Ya Allah, he cried for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, for the sadqa of his duas, ya Allah. Accept his duas, ya Allah. Give us hidayat, ya Allah. Protect us, ya Allah. Keep us, ya Allah, away from all your sins, ya, from all masiyat, ya Allah. From your disobedience, ya Allah. Make us closer to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are wadood, ya Allah. You are most loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, love us, my Allah. Ya Allah, include us in the list of your awliya-i kiram, ya Allah. Ya Allah, your list of awliyas, your list of friends, your walis, my Allah. Ya Allah, even if you put us right at the bottom of that list, ya Allah, we don't even deserve to be on that Mubarak list, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us a place on the bottom of that list, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we will be pleased, my Allah. It will suffice us in dunya, in qabr and akhirat, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we need you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you will become ours, ya Allah. Make us yours, ya Allah. Ya Allah, tu hamara banja, hame tera bana le, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have said, ya Ibn Adam, utlubni, tajidni, fa in wajadtani, wajadta kulla shay. Oh, my Allah, we are searching for you desperately, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse our heart. Hamare dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, make it be shining, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be more brighter than snow, ya Allah, and ice, my Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring us closer to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill in our hearts your ishq, ya Allah. And the ishq of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make every sunnah of Nabiya Kareem some coming to our lives, ya Allah. Ya Allah, beautiful every ada of his was, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, do not deprive us in this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive our children of hidayat, ya Allah. Our youngsters, our young girls, young boys, our youth, ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are taking drugs, ya Allah. They are going to disco and they are the rave clubs, my Allah. They're finishing their lives up in this way, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many good homes are broken, ya Allah, because the husband is taking drugs, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, so many illicit relationships are taking place, ya Allah. Young masoom children are then suffering, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, guide us. Give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your ma'rifat, your qurb, yaqeen in your dhat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, every good work of deen accepted, ya Allah. دعوت تبلیغ کی محنت قبول فرما. یا اللہ خانقہ اور تزکیہ یا اللہ, whatever مجالس is taking place یا اللہ, او مشایخ عظام یا اللہ, those یا اللہ who are living still یا اللہ, اللہ give them صحت عاجلہ کاملہ مستقر دائمہ یا اللہ, make the phase عام and تام یا اللہ, یا اللہ make the سایہ be above us یا اللہ, for long my Allah, یا اللہ they have become old my Allah, یا اللہ you have taken away so many of your صالحین, so many of your friends my Allah, یا اللہ we can see in this masjid یا اللہ how empty we still feel یا اللہ, months have gone by we are still feeling empty, but my Allah you are still حی, you are قیوم, you are باقی, you are سماد, you are not محتاج, یا اللہ ہم محتاج ہیں, یا اللہ help us my Allah, یا اللہ we asking you for مدد my Allah, یا اللہ you have never let us down any time my Allah, there were times when we were in pain and suffering and misery my Allah, یا اللہ we were thought that it's going to be the end of our lives my Allah, but how you helped us my Allah, how you came to our rescue my Allah, یا اللہ protect us from the شر of the شرير, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the حسد of the حاسدين, from the ظلم of the ظالمين, from the حقد of the حاقدين یا اللہ, یا اللہ all those یا اللہ who are becoming obstacles in the path of deen my Allah, remove them from our path my Allah, یا اللہ give the entire ummah of Rasul hidayat یا اللہ, so many people یا اللہ are languishing in prisons my Allah, only one jurum یا اللہ, one قصور, they believe in you my Allah, they believe in Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, the final Nabi, یا اللہ help them my Allah, release them from the prisons my Allah, یا اللہ there is famine and drought taking place in so many places یا اللہ, یا اللہ protect them یا اللہ, give them rains یا اللہ, show your mercy upon them یا اللہ, so many people are starving, there is no food my Allah, so many places یا اللہ, their homes are being bulldozed my Allah, یا اللہ children are becoming yatim یا اللہ, women are becoming widows my Allah, you have given us so much in this country یا اللہ, we still not making your qadr my Allah, forgive us یا اللہ, make us become beacons of hidayat یا اللہ, مکاتب مداری دار علوم کی محنت قبول فرما یا اللہ, give us shahadat in your path یا اللہ, give us موت in مدینہ شریف my Allah, what else can we ask you for my Allah, if we've got no good deeds ya Allah we can present before you my Allah, the only hope we have, the only hope we have my Allah, ya Allah if we pass away in Madina Sharif with Iman, if we buried in Jannatul Baqi my Allah, at the day of Qiyamah you will raise us with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at Abu Bakr Umar radiallahu adhran sahabai kiram my Allah, ya Allah then we'll be blessed ya Allah with the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Allah on the day of Kothar, on the day of Qiyamah, give us, ya Allah, the house of Kothar water from the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make him be waiting for us, ya Allah. Make us go running to him, ya Allah. Make him be smiling, ya Allah. Make him open his arms towards us, my Allah. Make him embrace us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we just want to feel, ya Allah, the coolness of his Mubarak shoulders, ya Allah. When we place our heads on his shoulders, my Allah, and he gives us the house of Kothar water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Allah, do not make him chase us away on that day, my Allah. Don't make him say, suhqan, suhqan. Oh, my Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect us from the fitna and fasad of Dajjal, ya Allah. From every fitna, ya Allah. There's so many coming, day in day and night, ya Allah. One after the other, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, protect us, protect our wives, our children, our families, our parents, ya Allah. Our relatives, our musallis, ya Allah. Every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every fitna from the azab of the qabr, from the azab of Jahannam, ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, there are so many. Some got heart problems, some got liver problems, some got, ya Allah, different operations some have been underwent. Spine operations, ya Allah. Different illnesses and sicknesses, ya Allah. Young, old, men, women, ya Allah, in hospitals, at home, they are crying, ya Allah. Oh my Allah, you give them shifa, complete shifa, ya Allah. Give them chain and sukoon, ya Allah. And protect us from all those deadly diseases, ya Allah. All the marhumeen, ya Allah. Ya Allah, all our mashayikh izam, ya Allah. Especially our Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullahi alayhi, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give him Jannatul Firdaus, ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of them from the azab of the qabr, ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those have got, ya Allah, each one of us, ya Allah, you are well aware of our desires, our murad, ya Allah, our wishes, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of all our problems, ya Allah. People got social problems, domestic problems, financial problems, depression, ya Allah. So many different type of problems, ya Allah. Remove each person's problems completely, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are halal mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wati al-muttarina idha da'u. رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغرينا بها عن رحمة من سواك ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما فلا أوضوز وقان في عمره يا الله فلا اكسب دي عمره يا الله give all of us a توفيق of making زيارة الحرمين شريفين يا الله والعافية and ease يا الله you make the أسباب يا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وما يلا give us إخلاص ما يلا give us sincerity ما يلا accept all the ذكر that took place وما جالس يا الله وعاز نصيحة the efforts of the علماء مشايخ يا الله protect us from pride ما يلا don't make us have ostentation and ria يا الله give us الإخلاص المقبولية يا الله ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.